Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday, April 6th of the year 2018. I'm Brian Barnhart, as you just heard, in the Penny for Your Thoughts chair. Glad you're with us, wherever you might be listening, across our great community, across the state of Illinois, around the world, streaming. We have a lot of listeners that way. We appreciate each and every one of you, and you're listening to the show each and every day. We're on 9 to 11 right here on News Talk 1400 DWS. Quick look at the forecast. It'll be cold today, unseasonably cloudy, snow showers in spots mixed with some rain, a high near 40, and that chance of precipitation today at 40%, 50% chance of that. Could have some snow tomorrow. Well, today is a kind of a special day around here for us, and we hope you'll indulge us a little bit. Carol Varela has been our news director for 16 years. She's been in media for a lot longer than that, Channel 3, Channel 15, radio in Danville, and she is retiring today. So we will bring her on board here and visit with her about her career. And if you have any thoughts you want to express about her work on the air over these last years and wish her well as she heads into retirement, feel free to do that. We will do that during this first hour today. And then in the second hour, we'll talk a little bit, preview the Festival of Quilts, which comes up a week, starting a week from today. And then we'll take your phone calls and emails and texts on other topics the rest of that hour in hour number two to close out the week. Voting continues for the News Talk 1400 DWS News Gazette. Media is the people's choice, the best of East Central Illinois. Go to WDWS.com and cast your vote. The People's Choice, brought to you in part by Central Illinois Credit Union. All right, Carol is in here. I told her I'd take a break first, but I've already got someone that wants to talk to you on the phone here.
Okay.
So we'll put your headphones on.
Get my headsets on here.
Yeah, just you know how to do that. There you go. And
all right.
We have Liz on the line. Hey, Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Carol. I met you about a year ago when we had the American Legion and the Auxiliary come in to WDWS, and we were waving people in
to
bring the donation in for the veterans.
I remember that.
And, I just was so impressed with you, and I've listened to you through the years, and I just think you're one grand lady.
Oh, thank you.
And I wish you the best of everything in your retirement.
Well, thank you.
I hope you don't stay home just sitting around.
No, won't do that.
Well, thank you, Liz.
And also, I just want to encourage people to come out to the Disability Expo that's over at Vineyard Church tomorrow. It starts at 9 o'clock. I'm involved with weighted blankets for autistic children. That's what I started doing when I retired, too, is getting busy doing a lot of volunteer work, and it's really been a great thing because seeing parents with autistic children has been anything we can do to help them, and these weighted blankets help children calm down, and also the teachers have them in the classroom to keep them in their chair longer and more focused, and also it helps the children sleep at night, or many of them sleep at night, so anything we can do to help.
Absolutely.
I just want to say thank you, Carol. We really enjoyed hearing you through the years.
Well, thank you very much.
God bless you.
Very good.
You too.
Thank you, Liz. All right, we're going to take a quick break. A couple of callers already waiting. We'll get to you right after this timeout. Got to get these in, and then we'll get it started. Penny for Your Thoughts continues here on this Friday, Carol Varela's retirement day, our news director for the last, 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And how many years at Channel 3?
About 10.
10. And at WICD?
About 6.5, 7 years there.
And radio in Danville.
Radio in Danville, though that fills in the other years.
Okay. All right, we're taking calls for Carol. By the way, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair is a full-service collision repair facility. If you have a car accident, we hope you don't, but if you do, it's a serious matter. And Dave Miller, Bill Gallo, they're passionate about their business, they're hands-on. They can tell you everything you'd like to hear about collision repair, but they'd rather prove it. Their motto is, where action speaks louder than words. They know the collision repair business inside and out. They've worked as insurance adjusters, running body shops. And so you have an accident, your mind is racing, you don't have any clue what to do next. Take care of the insurance part with the other driver, whatever you need to do there, but then turn the keys over. They'll take it from there, and they'll get their car back to where it needs to be. So free estimates always offered. Maybe you have something dinged up, you hit a mailbox or whatever, and you need that looked at. Free estimates offered. Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair. They're on the south side of I-74 between Neal and Prospect. GalloMiller.com. We go to the phones, and Steve, and I think this is Steve Beckett. Is that right?
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you? Kudos to you, Carol. I just wanted to shout out. I'm not sure if people really understand all of the variety of subjects that you've had to cover in your career. You're a person who always did her homework. The questions that you asked always made sense. They are always to the point. Sometimes you have to ask tough questions, but you always did so in a first-class way. And as somebody who's had the pleasure of dealing with you over all these years, I'm truly, truly saddened to see you go, although I'm happy for you, too.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Steve. I've always enjoyed working with you, too, and seeing you in the courtroom. I was always, I don't even know how to describe it, but seeing you in court, in action, I'll never forget seeing you in court, in federal court.
He was pretty good at it, you're saying.
Oh, yeah, you were amazing.
Yeah. Well, we're sort of fading away into the sunset, aren't we, Carol?
Yes, we
have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye-bye.
That's Steve Beckett with us this morning. All right, we go to Paul. Paul Davis.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, that last guy's pretty hard to follow. He had all the hot information. But I wanted to welcome Carol to the era of retirement.
Thank you.
And to tell you that it gets boring after a while if you don't come up with something to do. And you're a good friend and a good journalist, and that's a great combination for me. And I appreciate all that you've done over the years. Now, Brian, could you forward me to the HR office? I understand there's an opening in the newsroom.
We can do that. I think you might have you might be overqualified, you know. Of course, Paul Davis for many years on Channel 3 up in Chicago, well known in this area. Yeah. So you worked with Carol approximately when, or just?
We've been
with her. That's why we're friends.
Okay.
No, but it's been a long relationship, and I hope
I've known Paul for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for all those kind words, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye. Yep. Mm-hmm. 356, that voice is recognizable, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, 356.
So you never worked with him.
No,
he left before you got there.
Yeah, he left Channel 3 before I started there.
For people that don't know, what you did at Channel 3, real quick, just to sum up.
Basically was the assignment editor there, which is behind the scenes. You're the person that keeps track of all the events and assigns the crews and works with the producers and just kind of runs the newsroom on a daily basis.
So you worked closely. The news director at the time was?
Was Dave Shaw.
Dave Shaw. Speaking of that, I believe Annalise Shaw is on the line.
She is.
Annalise.
Hi.
Hi,
how
Annalise.
Are you?
How are you all? Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Here. I remember when you said April 6th, it seemed sort of long away, and now here it is, and I would only just add to what the last three callers said about your professionalism, your integrity, your discretion, your how you handled some breaking news stories. And, you know, it's been great to have you as a friend of Dave's and mine. And now I'm excited to see where this next chapter of your life unfolds. Maybe more work with Crime Stoppers or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I'm still going to be on the Crime Stoppers board and still continue to do work with them and represent the newspaper here, the News Gazette.
And I know, Annalise, I know your husband, Dave, he was a guy who respected good journalists. And I know that was, he and Carol got along very well, didn't they? Because they both had the kind of the same goals.
All the folks at Channel 3 then, and all the folks at WDWS, it's always been about integrity and professionalism, and it continues both places now, I think. So it's been a pleasure to watch it from my standpoint. Mm-hmm. So I hope Carol can have some fun now, and maybe we'll do lunch a little more often.
Absolutely.
But just wanted to say I'm listening and loving what everybody says, and I'll talk to you next week sometime.
Okay.
Congratulations again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Annalee.
All right. Thank you, Annalee.
You're welcome.
You bet.
I'll be listening.
All right.
I'll miss your voice, though. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Annalee Shaw. Of course, her husband, Dave, worked here for many years, Channel 3. He was at Channel 3, what, 30 years, maybe?
At least.
At least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, a couple of emails here or texts. Sarah, an email, says, what was the most difficult news story you had to write and read on the air?
Oh, gosh. I'd have to think about that. I'll tell you, the hardest stories to read are the tragic stories, mm-hmm. you know, where somebody has passed away as a victim of a brutal killing or in an accident, and unfortunately we have to read those stories. Those to me are always hard, even after all these years.
Have you ever reading a story about someone maybe who was involved in an accident or passed away, mm-hmm. that you knew personally, is that even hard?
Yes, it really is, and you just really have to focus on the story and giving the story to the listeners and the audience. Without,
I think the hardest day we had here was when Dave Shaw passed away that
day.
I was still reading the news then, and I couldn't keep almost from crying as I'm trying to read the news about our dear friend.
That was the hardest day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. CJ texts in. He says on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, Carol may be leaving radio, but radio will never leave her. The allure of the business always will be there as the years pass.
Yeah, that's true. It's in my heart. Broadcast journalism is in my heart for sure.
Speaking of broadcast journalists, Bill Pickett is on the line in Danville. Bill Pickett.
Good morning.
Hi, Bill Pickett.
Hey. So she's really going to do this. Brian, the funny thing with me and Carol is, we've been talking back and forth for mornings for a long time, and she's been saying that she was going to do this, and now, you know, it sounds like she might be going to do this and really bail out of radio. It's hard to believe.
And you're over in Danville. Tell us what you do over there, Bill, for people that over here that may not know.
I'm the news director of WDAN, WDNL, and K-Rock Radio in Danville. And this September, if I'm still doing this, this September I'll have been on the radio in Danville for 50 years. So they're trying to get me to hang around at least until then. We'll see.
So you
Carol,
work. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going
to. I just wanted to say that, you know, I was the guy who brought Carol down to this neighborhood, hired her out of the Chicago Heights area, and she has just been an outstanding reporter. I mean, you can't get any better, I just want to congratulate her on a great career and thank her for all she's done, for my news department over here, and I know she's done an excellent job for you guys over there and Channel 3 and Channel 15, as you mentioned. Just an outstanding journalist. So, Carol, good luck to you.
Well, thank you, Bill. I sure appreciate it and appreciated all the relationship that we've had all these years. And we're going back almost 40 years. Can you believe that?
Hmm.
Bill brought me down. He hired me in January of 1979.
To work in Danville.
To work at WDAN.
Because you were in...
I was up in the Chicago suburbs, up in Chicago Heights, working part-time in radio up there and full-time downtown.
Hmm. And when you said that you guys were talking in the morning, you guys weren't just talking about the weather. Usually there was a story somewhere maybe in Danville or between the two communities here that you guys might collaborate on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over the years, Brian, as you probably know, my radio station's over here in Danville and yours over there in Champaign. If there's news, you know, we've kept each other informed on a lot of different stuff, have traded stories back and forth and so forth, and I've really enjoyed that relationship, and hopefully it'll continue now that Carol's gone, but it's it's something that, you know, we've been, like I say, we'll talk back and forth. I'll hear something's going on in Champaign or something overnight, and I'll give her a call over there, and then she'll kid with me saying, you know, hey, you know, it's time for you to get out. And we've been doing that for a long, long time, saying it was time to leave, but it looks like she's finally going to do it.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it. And you've got a very neat, memorable out cue, right? Now, you got to give us that as you sign off, right?
Yes, indeed.
Reporting?
I'm Bill Pickett.
Yay!
Okay.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill Pickett over in Danville, one of our people who knows Carol Verrell.
Yeah.
From many years ago.
Yeah. I worked with Bill for 2.5 years before I went over to WICD.
And you graduated from Missouri, right?
I did.
I've always overlooked that. You're a good friend, but, you know, the Tigers, we have to play them every year, you know.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And you have to kind of be quiet because mm-hmm. you're a Missouri grad, but mm-hmm. you work here in Champaign.
That's true. Yeah. And when Missouri and the Illini play each other,
you have to lay low. Yeah. All right. We're going to take another call or two here. First, real quick, we've got Busey Bank. Automate your savings. Busey Wealth Management encourages you to begin your path to savings today. Experts suggest saving 15% of your income for retirement, making the most of 401k contribution matching at your workplace, gradually increasing your contribution each year, growing your savings along with your career. Individual retirement accounts, of course, you got traditional, Roth, employer sponsor. The sooner you begin saving, the better. Even modest savings can add up over time. So just do a little bit every day, every year, add it up, and you'll be amazed at how it will grow. Busey Wealth Management, a team of professionals. Visit them at Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Got some more with Carol Verrell after this. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400, Carol Verrell's retirement day today here on this April 6th. Mike is up next on the phones. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning, Verrell.
Oh, my God, Mike Metzler.
Mike Metzler. Wow, she's not under arrest or anything, is she?
No, but I just wanted to call and wish her a happy and healthy retirement.
Thank you.
We go back
a long time.
Way long time.
We do.
Longer than either of us want to probably admit.
I
first met Carol when she was a young reporter in Danville, and I was a young detective in Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
And we've managed to harass each other for all these years and still be able to talk to each other.
Well, and that relationship is so important. I know Carol did a great job of that, Mike. You can testify to this. When you're working with law enforcement or judges or things, those are sometimes difficult things you have to work on and work together, right, to get the word out.
It's a very, very important relationship, and I've always tried to build those kinds of relationships with media people, not to disrespect anybody else in media, but there are only a couple or three, a handful in my career that I've really trusted to get the information out correctly and ask the right questions and understand what we could and what we couldn't say. And Carol has certainly been one of those very few.
Well,
in my career.
It was interesting because we would have the scanner on in the newsroom, Carol, and she's the only one that can interpret it. I mean, I'm listening to it. I don't know what they're saying. They're just garbling on and on about stuff, and she goes, oh, yeah, this happened, and that's because of this, and the fire department's on their way, and I was always impressed by that, Carol.
you have to learn that ear. You've got to develop that ear for doing what you're doing and then paying attention to the radio in the background.
Yeah, and you can, after you listen for a while, too, you can hear a certain tone in the voice of the dispatcher or of the officer, and you know, uh-oh,
this
there's
is serious.
Trouble.
That's exactly right. Sometimes it's easier than others. I recall a call in Urbana years ago, an armed robbery, and the dispatcher came on the radio and said, unit screaming, repeat.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get better clues than others. But,
Hey, Mike, thanks for reminiscing with us a little
bit.
Yes,
thank you, Mike.
All right, Carol, you got my number? Anything you need?
I do. You got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Mike Metzler. Next up is Ed from Florida. Ed Kelly.
Oh, my goodness.
QRX-17, double Y, super red alert. Carol, what does that mean? No, Carol, the guy before me was absolutely right. Carol's the only one who knew what any of that meant. I never learned it. Hey, Carol, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's so great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's still working, not so much the other stuff.
Now, Ed, of course, worked at Channel 3 with Carol. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We did. And I was thinking, as I was waiting to get on with you all, that Carol and I go back to when we were still, developing film.
Yes.
Louis Hill ran our chemical lab there, and you'd rush back with film. Film would go through the processor, and then at 10 to 6 you'd get the film back and have to edit it. And it was, the film editing, for those of not familiar with it, was fairly time consuming, mm-hmm. and not forgiving of an error.
You couldn't make an error.
Well, you make an error, it's not getting on the air.
Yeah,
there'd be no time to fix it. I digress here, but digital editing made it all a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Although I remember standing with Jerry Slabe as the digital editing equipment was being installed, and both of us looked at each other and thought, it's all over now because we're never going to learn how to do that. So Carol, what's going on with you? I mean, obviously you're retiring, so...
Yes, and one of the things I want to do is do some more traveling, so I'd love to come down to Florida and... give you a holler.
Okay. Well, Tampa, we're having a tough morning here. It's 77, 35% humidity, nice little breeze out of the north, not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, really.
That's
tough. We're in
the, yeah. But, anytime you want to roll south, I've got some space. So.
Well, you're telling her she's going to enjoy retirement, right, Ed?
Well, I certainly have. I mean, I'm close to my family, so I can, that was a no-brainer kind of decision. So it's tougher, I think, if you have all choices are open. Then I think that can make you crazy. But I had, family in Tampa, and so that was obvious what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's fun to hear both your voices. I still miss Champagne a good bit, but we adapt. So
yeah.
Well,
I'm so excited for you, Carol.
Thank you.
I really am.
Thank you.
great to hear from you, Ed. Thank you.
Okay, Brian. Best to you as well.
Well, thank you. It's great working with you, getting to know
and
great to hear your voice.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you.
Okay, good.
9:32, need to do news headlines. We've got a couple more callers waiting. We'll get to you right after the news. We've got a guest in studio. We'll visit with him. All of that straight ahead. It's Carol Varell Day today, our news director retiring. Speaking of the news, here's Michael Kaiser. Party in the USA. Is that song, right? We're partying here at WDWS today. Carol Varell's last day after 16 years as our news director here at WDWS. And, of course, was in television, worked there. And I was going to ask you real quick, when you started, this was a male-dominated field, right?
Oh, yeah, it was. In fact, when I started working at WDAN Radio in Danville, in January of 1979, I was the first woman hired full-time in radio news.
Mm-hmm. And now on TV, you don't see a newscast without a male and a female anchor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it used to be male
changed
anchors.
Changed a lot, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones here, and a gentleman that used to work here is calling in, Eric Loy.
Hey, how you doing, folks?
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Not going to take up too much of your time, but Pickett still takes credit for you,
Well, he can do that.
And I'm just want to, of course, say how much of a pleasure it was working with you back in the day, and I just hope that you'll do better in your retirement than Linda Bolton's doing. She hasn't taken a slower step since she retired, so that's not an example to follow.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, but congratulations, well deserved, and a great. The area is losing a great public service representative. What you've done with news over the years here locally has been absolutely amazing. And I'm proud to have worked with you for the short period of time I was able to.
Well, thank you, Eric. I sure appreciate your kind words.
And Eric, real quick, tell us what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm working over in at WDAN here in Danville. It was a late trade for Carol Burrell. having to deal with Pickett every day is something interesting. But, yeah, we're over here just doing a lot of sports and hanging out.
I think you were the player to be named later, right, in that trade?
Yes. Much later. Yeah. Not much of a player either. Yeah. But, hey, congratulations, Carol.
Thank you, Eric.
Good to talk to you again, Brian. And let's let some other folks share their experiences, too. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
Take care.
Eric Loy. Next up, we have John in Champaign. John Paul.
Hey, how are you? Congratulations to Carol.
Well, hi, John. Thank you. I'm following in your footsteps.
I kind of get to see Carol every month or two. We try to get together for lunch and chat about the old days, you know, like old people do. But, Carol, I will give you advice in terms of retirement. It'll be really hard to stop being a news person, even though you say, I'm not going to do that anymore. You're not going to go to work every day. You're still going to feel like you're a journalist every day after you leave. But congratulations on many years of service to the people of Central Illinois, both in television and radio. We're all better off because of you, because of the stories you found. As a reporter, you helped me find stories, and I'm sure you're doing that with the staff at the radio station now and have for many years, you know, whether it was election stuff or any other story. But we're all better informed, and I don't think Carol ever shared a fake news story, Brian.
I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
Well, I know she worked closely with you and Dave and you know, all the people there at Channel 3 at one time, and as I mentioned earlier, I mean, it was a new feel. I mean, women being in television and on air, that was kind of a new phenomenon, I mean, 30 years ago.
Yeah, and you know, the thing was, Carol had deep knowledge because of her experience in Danville, because she was an Illinoisan. She just brought a lot to the table in terms of helping. And the job she had at Channel 3 as assignment editor was to find stories. Otherwise, there was nothing to fill the 6 and 10 o'clock news. And that's a really challenging job. But she always did very well at it, even though she was the one that made the rest of us work by going out and chasing down these stories.
Hey, John,
but
thanks.
Yeah, I mean, cool. No doubt that the leadership of Dave Shaw sure helped her and me, you know, turn into the people that we did turn into. So,
well, you know, and I think the three of us, too, we all approached news from the same way, you know. We wanted,
and Carol, I'm sure you'll remember this. It used to be on Fridays they liked it.
Oh yes,
you and Dave and me and two or three other people would sit around and plan coverage for the weekend, even though we didn't know what was going to happen.
We did.
Those days come up, and you know, it's hard to sometimes to remember old stories that you used to cover, but you and I covered one story that sticks with me. You were working at Channel 15, I think, at the time, but it was a chase and hostage situation along the state line in Vermilion County.
Went over to the
And I couldn't tell you what year that was, but it was many years ago. But the suspect ended up getting shot in a shootout with police, but very exciting.
Yep, it was.
Yeah, I just remember you were in better position than I was, so I didn't like the competition.
Yeah, there's no competition. What do you mean? You know,
well, there was that day, and I got beat. Well, good luck, and you know, even though we say goodbye to you from a radio standpoint, and may not hear your voice anymore, you left a big legacy for someone to step into your shoes.
Oh, well, thank you, John. And I sure enjoyed working with you all those years, too. It was great.
Well, thanks.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, John.
You bet.
Appreciate the phone call. A text from Benny says, Carol, the morning show will not be the same without you. You're too young, way too young to retire. So that's from Benny. We'll come back with more with Carol Verrell on her retirement day after this. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, Carol Verrell's retirement day today. Here at WDWS, John Hecker is with us, the president of the Champaign County Crime Stoppers. I know Carol has been a big part of your organization.
Carol has been a tremendous part of our organization. I think back, it's been at least 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and Dave Shaw, who we've already talked about a number of times, wonderful, wonderful person, served on our board. He was our main media person, and because of some changes that were happening in his life, professionally and otherwise, had to step down from our board. But he told me, he says, I've got just the person for you. Well, of course, I'm going, oh, my gosh. We can't replace Dave. What are we going to do? And that person was Carol Varell, and she took the baton and just started running with it full speed and mm-hmm. was phenomenal, has been phenomenal, and continues to be phenomenal because one of the deals that we cut is that she will continue to be a member of our board mm-hmm. and also continue to be the liaison with News Gazette Media Group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she has just been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I might just interject that we've had various different media people serve on our board, and Dave, I already mentioned, was phenomenal. The unfortunate situation with many have been that they are looking to leave this community, and I understand that. They're looking to go to Indianapolis, Chicago, mm-hmm. whatever. Carol, from day one, obviously was committed. Her roots were planted here, and she just totally embraced our organization, has given so much to it. She also, in conjunction with Dave Benton, I'd be very mm-hmm. remiss if I didn't mention his name, who many people know here locally, unfortunately died at a much too young age, but I call them the dynamic duo, and they were phenomenal, and Carol is carrying on that tradition for us. Wonderful legacy.
Well, you know, and it's a great program that I've believed in from the very, very start. And so I feel very honored that I can be on the board help the program out.
And we look back, particularly going back to early years, getting started for any not-for-profit is a challenge. And mm-hmm. to be able to look back 30 years and seeing what we've been able to accomplish, particularly the fact that we have no paid staff whatsoever. But our group really depends upon sort of it's a three-pronged effort. We need the support of the public, obviously,
yep.
law enforcement, because we exist solely to support them, and the media. And the media is very, very important to getting the word out about what we are doing, obviously rewards, other things associated with that. But without the unqualified support of the media, we would not be what we are, mm-hmm. where we are today, and Carol has been a very large part of that.
Well, it's been a wonderful relationship, I know, on her side and for your organization. So,
you know, I tell you, Brian, we could go on and on with accolades. They're all well deserved. But I was thinking about this yesterday, and I think what makes Carol so special, at least for me, and I think for most of our, for our entire Crime Separate board, she's just genuinely a very good person.
Mm-hmm.
And the older we get in life, we realize what do we really value and what's important, particularly in relationships. And I can put Crime Stoppers on the shelf, but it's the genuine nature that she brings to the table and just a very solid, good person. And I am very honored to be considered a friend of Carol. And I mean that. There's no puffing in that whatsoever. Yeah. I am very blessed.
Yeah.
And I think the older we get, we realize the important nature of those mm-hmm. items.
John, thank you for coming by.
My pleasure entirely.
It. President thank of Champaign you, County Crime Stoppers. Of course, Carol's been a big part of that for many years. All right, back to the phones. We have Linda from Danville. Hello, Linda.
Hello, how are you?
You got to
Linda
Bolton.
Linda
Bolton.
Yeah.
I could tell your voice right away.
I know you could. Happy retirement day. I'm
Thank
so happy.
Thank you.
But that said, that is a huge loss to the world of news. I don't know anybody better at doing her job, anybody with better news sense. Gosh, it was a privilege to work with you in our previous run at IAI, and I still believe we were the best all-female news team in downstate Illinois, and it was a thrill.
It was. We had such a great time working together, and we both worked so hard. And
And that's something I want to say. Yeah, that's one of something I want everybody to understand in this understood world of news today. Carol's old school, just like I always was and like Pickett is. You search out the facts and the information and you share it with the public so they can make the decisions they need to make about their lives. And there's not a lot of that left anymore. Carol's ethics and integrity when it comes to news, her news sense, it was just a joy to work with her. And I'm so proud of her, of the job she has done for so long now. And I'm so happy that she's to a point where she can enjoy life, and we get to spend more time together.
Yes, we do.
Now, Linda, you worked on the air with her, correct? But you also had you had another job later, right?
Say what now?
Did you work in emergency services or something over in Danville too?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was the volunteer public information officer for emergency management for 16 years. So we were either working together or giving her information for a story or whatever. So our paths have been intertwined for a long time now.
Mm-hmm. But plus we're very, very good friends too.
Plus we are. Yeah. Plus
very
we are.
Friends.
She's a joy. And I'm blessed that I get to share my life with her and my husband too. We absolutely love getting and the Knoblauchs. We absolutely love spending time with Carol because it's always an adventure.
Now are you a Cub fan, right, Linda Bolton?
You know what? I'm on the line. I'm one of those freaky people. I was raised as a Cardinals fan and then kind of switched over to the Cubs. So I just kind of walk that fine line and I let everybody else fight it out. But one of my favorite gifts to Varel is always something with Cubs on it because I know that makes her happy.
Yep, it does. I have all kinds of Cubs things around my home from Linda and Wilbur.
Well, we had a party for her last night. They had a big box for her to open. She was hoping it was Anthony Rizzo it was going to come out of the box. But
I bet he was.
You've got somebody there with you?
I do. I have the one and only charming and one-legged Mike Hulvey here.
One-legged.
And he has just a couple of things he'd like to say.
Okay.
Varel, I love you. And we'll get together soon.
You got it. Love you right back.
Thank you, Linda.
Good morning, Brian and Carol.
Hello, Mike.
Well, Carol, congratulations. I'm looking at Linda. We were attending a community meeting together in Danville this morning, and Brian just so happens to have scheduled at the same time, so it worked out really nice. We stepped out of our meeting, but certainly congratulations to you, Carol, and as someone who has, first of all, I got to know you as a listener, which I think is maybe the most important relationship. And then as a professional and in my role of running our broadcast company from Lafayette, Indiana to Springfield, you and I have had a number of discussions about the future of news.
Yes.
And where are the next generation of journalists coming? And I know that's something that is important to you. And I heard Bill Pickett on the air earlier, and there's 50 years. You know, you're right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Bolton also here, and some of the other great names. Davis, losing Mr. Shaw, that was a terrible loss. But where's the next generation of journalists coming from? And I know that's something that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm. You've got 2 minutes to tell us. No, what about the future of news? I mean, it's when you see what's going on.
Well, it raises great concerns for people who believe, like I do, that journalism should be as objective as it can be, where we dig out the facts and, not the believed to be facts, but the facts, and then present them in a way so that the listener and the audience can absorb it and make their own opinion, not having the journalist...
And it seems like no matter what the story is, guys, there seem to be people believe there are two sets of facts, and if you believe this set of facts, well then you're just wrong, and you got people talking past each other because they're not listening to each other's facts.
And I think it should be a great concern for this country too, because without good journalism, there isn't a watchdog keeping an eye on our elected officials. I mean, it sounds corny, but it's true.
Hey, Mike, thank you for checking in with us.
You're welcome. And, Carol, congratulations on a career well-lived. But anyone that knows you knows you're not going away. So thanks for having us, Brian. And, again, congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Linda Bolton and Mike Hulvey. All right, Carol, well, it's been a pleasure having you on here today.
Oh, it's been great fun.
And, John, thank you for coming in. And I tell you what, I forget how many years we've worked together.
Yeah, but well, it's been 16, 17, however long I've been here at the radio station.
Because it's been interesting. Because I was, early on when I first started working here, I did some reporting.
Mm-hmm.
But then in just the job I have in the sports and everything else, I became not a reporter, but more of just a reader. I read the news in the morning, part of a morning show. I mean, and I think that's helped me like when I'm doing this show, I'm more alert to what's happening in our community because of all the work we did together. I enjoyed that. But you're a great friend, and we certainly wish you well.
Thank you.
Don't disappear on us.
Oh, I won't. I'll still be poking around the building here.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Carol, for your work here.
Well, thank you. I've just loved my time here, and I love radio and television news, mm-hmm. and that's where my heart's at. And I just wish everybody all the best, not only here in our company on News Gazette Media, but out in the community too. And I want to thank everybody who I have worked with and who has given me all the time that they have, and especially when I've pestered for information over and over and over again.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet.
It's our news director, Carol Verone, on her retirement day. More coming up next hour on WDWS Champaign-Urbana.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk@wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Hour number two, Penny for Your Thoughts, and appreciate all the input on Carol Verrell and her retirement today. We had a lot of great callers, familiar names, I think, to a lot of us. Grew up watching TV or involved in radio, so that was fun to enjoy that and send Carol off the right way. We're going to talk in a couple of minutes here about the Festival of Quilts, the Cunningham Children's Home at the Spiritual Life Center coming up in a week. I want to tell you real quickly about sleeping. Research tells us sleep is essential. No kidding. To our health and well-being. But Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop will show you the difference between an okay night's sleep and the sleep you've always wanted. And they're a location now. They're side-by-side there with This Is It Furniture. Mike Namoff, of course, is a name that everybody knows in town. And, of course, Mike has been involved in so many charity events over the years. He's helped with a cause near and dear to my heart, Tom Jones Challenger League. Been a big part of that. Of course, well-known entrepreneur. Said that This Is It Furniture brand for many, many years there at Country Fair Shopping Center, but now side-by-side with Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. And this is a store unlike any other you'll be in. I mean, there's mattresses, and then there's luxury mattresses from Snooze. You won't find anything like this around here, elsewhere, or in central Illinois. They've got the reveal machine. It helps show you on the screen, okay, here's your pressure points. Here's probably why you are not sleeping well. It's because there's too much pressure in your abdomen, or there's on your shoulder or on your side. And they can get you matched up with the right mattress, with the right pillow, and all of that. They can take care of that and your furniture needs as well. This Is It Furniture and Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop right next door at the Country Fair Shopping Center. And ask for Mike and his team over there. Christy Powell is a mattress specialist. You got Michael Klaus, Johnny Namoff, and Big Mike all there to help you with your needs there. So stop by and visit with them. Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. Brian Barnhart here in hour number two. And Charlotte Jolly is here. We found her in the studio.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful. And, I have a Carol Verrell history, too, from my days at WCIA. She was fantastic to work with.
And what did you do over at Channel 3?
I was started at Channel 3 right out of college as a news producer. That was back in the Jerry Slabe days.
Okay.
So people remember that. And then I moved into marketing, but while I was still at Channel 3, she was in the newsroom, and it was great to work with her. Hmm. So.
And you're now with the over at Cunningham?
Cunningham Children's Home. Mm-hmm. I have found a place that fulfills my heart and allows me to use my talents at the same time, and love working with the staff. We celebrated them last night, and just some fantastic stories of the work they're doing, and our kids, they're really remarkable. They've been through some difficult things, and they continue to persevere and find success, and there's nothing more rewarding than seeing them find where they need to be in life.
And here's where the public can help, because this is your 14th annual Festival of Quilts. This is the big fundraiser, right?
It's our big fundraiser. Yeah, last year we were able to raise more than $76,000 thanks to everyone who came out and donated quilts and donated food for the bake sale and volunteered. It really is helps us fill the gap between the cost of care for our kids and the true what we get reimbursed from agencies. So there is a gap and it continues to grow, and this money helps us be able to do really great work for our kids.
So in a festival of quilts, what all I know about quilts is are that they're very comfortable and they're very warm, but there's a lot that goes in. I mean, there's some amazing quilts, right? That
people it is. It's see. Truly artwork. You know, we're part of the Boneyard Arts Festival, too, mm-hmm. because I will tell you that before I started at Cunningham, I don't think I had an appreciation for quilts. But now in that I've been there about 4 years, and you walk through and think, wow, how does someone think about the design of that quilt, cut out the pieces, sew them together? You know, all of it just takes so much time and thinking and creativity and the colors. And so we have a range of quilts that people will see. We have some, I guess you would call it shabby chic is kind of in. So we have sort of grandma quilts for auction, but we also have some brand new, like beautiful, colorful, different designs. So a range of quilts for people to see for auction. And also for show, we have Carolyn Stein has donated some quilts, or not donated, has put some quilts in our show. And Carolyn is nationally known for her work. So people will get a chance to see a lot of different designs. And we have a great festival committee that helps us decide what needs to be in the show and what needs to be in the auction. And they do a great job.
And this is coming up next weekend, correct?
Friday, a week from today? Yeah, Friday the 13th. So you can't forget that, right? And we're hoping that brings us great luck. And then Saturday the 14th, it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And there's more than just the quilts, too. There's a cafe. There's a bake sale. There are presentations of two speakers, one on Friday at 11 a.m. That will be in the administration lounge versus where we hold the other piece of it in the Spiritual Life Center. And it's Marie Samuel. She's talking about, she's giving a trunk show, basically, of her eco art quilts. And then we also, on Saturday, also at 11, we have Cynthia and Harris from Threads of Time in Danville, and they're presenting Thread and Needles and Machines, Oh My, is the name of their presentation. For quilters and non-quilters, it's a fun event. Hmm.
And, of course, there's always a suggested donation, right? This
yes.
is a fundraiser. So how much is it?
It's $5 to get in the door. That's mm-hmm. our suggested donation of $5. People can help us by purchasing things from our gift shop through the and those are handmade items. We have a gift boutique, so there are lesser costs to some of those items. And we have the auction, which are our high-end quilts, ranging anywhere from, say, $300 to over $1,000 for some of them.
And how many quilts typically do you have?
Have over 100, so it's full. If anyone has ever been in the Spiritual Life Center at Cunningham, it doesn't look like it anymore. It's just quilts. That's all there is.
And I'm guessing this is, the 14th year. When you start something like this, you're thinking, okay, is this going to work?
Yes.
But here you are 14 years later.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. The people who had the insight, Claudia Hilarimore, my predecessor, who many people in the community know for her work, Carolyn Yockey and others from the committee had decided this was something they wanted to do. And it honors our tradition of giving a quilt to every child who comes through the door. So for 123 years, a quilt has signified a safety, as kids have that to wrap around them, but also something of their own. And so every child who's been through our doors receives one, and it's that tradition that we're pushing forward, but also honoring the quilt makers, because they get a chance to show off their work, and it's really fantastic. So yes, we love the fact that it's continued to grow year after year, and that's a testament to our fantastic community.
All right, benefits the Cunningham Children's Home Festival of Quilts next Friday, April 13th, Saturday the 14th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just show up, give your suggested donation, and go in and peruse. Any information where people should go, website to learn more about what's going on?
Sure. If they go to cunninghamhome.org, that's our website. They'll get plenty of information there. If they prefer to call, they can reach out to Ginger McKee or anyone in our office, but the number is 337-9074. We would love to hear from people and have them there. And I should mention, too, Our kids, two classrooms of our kids actually made quilts that will be on show. So it's fun. Everybody gets into it, and our kids really understand the work that goes into the quilts and appreciate all the help that we receive.
Okay. So. Anything else we need to add?
No, yeah, I just am just so grateful for those people who have volunteered and helped us, and it really does change the lives of our kids. It's an amazing place, and grateful that we can do this.
And you can learn more while you're there about
That's
Cunningham.
Right. They can take a walking tour, and we walk around and sort of show people. We don't open up our campus very often to people because we don't. It's where our kids live, and there's a safety aspect, a privacy aspect, but we really want people to understand that we offer residential treatment. Kids live with us for care they need. We also offer schools. So there are kids in our communities who come to us because they have emotional and behavioral issues and need that help. And then we also offer community services. We opened Hope Springs Counseling Services. So this fundraiser helps all of those areas. We talk about mental health issues, especially for youth now. And for that reason, that if people are interested, you know, those are the things that we'll talk about, why we do the work that we do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Charlotte, great stuff.
Yeah, thanks,
Good luck
Brian.
Next weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Charlotte Jolly with us. We'll come back with more. We'll take your phone calls, emails, and texts up until 11 o'clock today on a Friday. Back after this. Rolling along on a Friday here on DWS, 42 degrees. Going to have some snow and or rain here this weekend. 35693 on the phone lines here today up till the top of the hour. Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515357 or email us talk at WDWS.com. What's on your mind today? I know some of the people thinking about roof issues. Swanson Roofing can help with small repairs and help save your roof. It's Swanson Roofing. The roofing dog, everybody kind of knows Corey, I think, and his wife, Melissa. They're well-known in our community. Hands-on owners of their business. They do not subcontract out their work, so you're getting them and their great crew, the roofing dog crew, comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation. And here's the thing. If you didn't get your roof from Swanson, and maybe your first time you've had to repair your roof, they'll come out and take a look at it. Even if Swanson Roofing did not do the roof, they're happy to come out and fix any problems. Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog, provides services in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. And you can get a free estimate. Say you look at something, well, what's this going to cost me? That's always the first question, right? What is this going to cost me? Well, you can get a free estimate and just give them a call. Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog, 217-355-ROOF, 217-355-7663. Or visit Swanson Roofing online at theroofingdog.com. One of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. And don't forget, voting continues for the News Talk 1400, DWS News Gazette Media, the People's Choice. We're getting a ton of votes there. The best of East Central Illinois. Go to WDWS.com and cast your vote. The People's Choice brought to you in part by Central Illinois Credit Union. All right, enjoyed visiting with Carol Varell and friends, if you will, that first hour, and several of the people she's worked with over the years. Thanks to Charlotte Jolly for the Festival of Quilts information. Now it is your time here if we'd like to talk about various issues of the day. China's government today says it will counterattack with great strength if President Trump goes ahead with plans to raise U.S. tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods. The spokesman said at a news conference today in China, if the U.S. side announces the list of products for $100 billion in tariffs, the Chinese side is fully prepared and will without hesitation counterattack with great strength. And the president pleased announced today, said in a tweet, that aluminum prices are down after he imposed new tariffs. He said they're down 4% in a tweet earlier today. The trade dispute between the U.S. and China has escalated in recent days. In the U.S. adding 103,000 jobs in March, unemployment rate 4.1% for the sixth straight month. The Labor Department revising its estimate of February's job growth upward. But January's figure revised downward, so kind of a trade-off there. And here locally, Jim Dye wrote about this a couple of days ago. I don't know if you're going to be watching on Saturday night, but at 7 o'clock, the Homicide series on the Investigation Discovery Network at 7 o'clock, going back and looking at the Hendricks murder mystery. Did successful businessman David Hendricks kill his 30-year-old wife Susan and their three children? 9-year-old Rebecca, 7-year-old Grace, and 5-year-old Ben, or was Hendricks, who was first convicted of murder and then found not guilty in a retrial, falsely accused in the November 1983 killing. So they're going to go back and review that story. David Hendricks, now in his 60s, lives in Orlando, Florida. The police who investigated that crime are either retired or deceased. And you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the U of I requesting $681 million in state aid. Some of the leaders of the university over there, President Killeen and Chancellor Jones and Barb Wilson and others all there. And the U of I administration there also telling state senators of Texas schools' faculty poaching fund. As public universities in Texas have special funds set aside to recruit faculty members from the University of Illinois, Barb Wilson said, the U of I executive vice president, said the U of I is about to respond with an announcement about the hiring of top faculty under its own distinguished faculty recruitment program. I guess Texas and Texas A&M have a special fund there set aside to try to poach Illinois faculty. So those are some of the local stories here today. 356-9397. What's on your mind today? What are you thinking about here at the bottom of this hour at 10:30? Next week, we've got several things lined up, and the week after that as well. So we're kind of working on the month of April here as we work our way through the month. Illini Spring Fest going on this weekend as well. Football practice. They'll have a open football practice tomorrow at inside Memorial Stadium. Don't know if there'll be snow on the ground or not, but that'll be tomorrow at noon. And then an autograph session with the team and coaching staff. You can enter through the West Gates there. The annual merchandise sale going on at the north end of the Great West Hall, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. Free parking for all of that. Football reunion barbecue going on Friday night. Softball team hosting Maryland, a three-game series at Eichelberger Field. Men's tennis hosting Michigan and Michigan State in a Saturday-Sunday series. And volleyball hosting Bradley for a spring season competition. That'll be tonight at 7 at Huff Hall. So part of all the spring fest going on at the U of I. Boy, Carol's getting more flowers out there, Michael.
I know.
The flowers keep pouring in for Carol Varell.
That's at least two that I've seen so far. I'm not sure if there are more, if she's gotten some other places, but it's early in the day. It's only 10:30.
That's right, on her retirement day.
Yep.
So, all right, Michael Kaiser has news headlines, 10:31. Back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Your thoughts, phone calls, emails, and text straight ahead.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
Hey, at the Masters yesterday, Jordan Spieth, he's one of my favorite golfers. I think he's pretty unflappable. I know he had a big collapse there a couple of years ago, but lengthy birdie run. He birdied five straight holes, 6-under-66, gave him a two-stroke edge after the first day of the Masters. And this, by the way, is the anniversary of Arnold Palmer winning his first major pro tournament, captured the Masters in 1958, the great Arnold Palmer. More than just a drink, right? Let's go to Roger. Hey, Roger, good morning.
Good morning. Got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about the recruiting of the girls' basketball team? Are they getting any good recruits, or have they just nothing happening?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question. I just because of the nature of what I do with the men's side, I tend to be a little more focused on that, but my guess is, you know, she's out there looking like everybody else, and I just haven't heard anything.
I just kind of wonder. I haven't seen anything in the paper. I haven't heard anything on the radio. Hmm. Nothing on television or anything else. I just wondered.
Yeah, well,
what the deal was.
I'll run back to the during one of these breaks here. I'll run back to the newsroom right next door and see if they know anything. But that's a really good question.
Okie doke. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. 356-9397. You can join us on the phone that way. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. There are no games right now that I'm involved with, but I can tell you this is banquet season. And so I've been trying to, besides doing the show here, I've been in between doing shows every day. I've been preparing for banquets. I've got... Let's see here. The high school coaches, if you notice in town, they're in town at the Hilton Garden Inn. The clinics are going on with the coaching staffs, a lot of special speakers. That's ongoing. But they induct their Hall of Fame coaches, two or three from this area, Coley Walter, one of them from Monticello, being inducted into the Hall of Fame. May have heard him last night on Sports Talk. But I think it's 16 coaches being inducted, so I'm a part of that ceremony. I've done that for several years. Tomorrow night is the Heart Ball. That always a huge event. And Habib, one of the chairs of that, be working with him tomorrow night on that. Monday night, we have our Kiwanis Men's Basketball Banquet. I think it's 96, maybe, is the number of banquets they've had. And then Wednesday, our Coaches versus Cancer event, which is sold out up in Gordyville. 650 people coming to that, including several coaches involved in that, and we'll be a part of that. So I'm trying to keep all my – I've got little folders I usually use for my ball games, and I've got folders for all the banquets right now. Ed knows what I'm referring to. I got my little score sheet for each of the banquets coming up, so that'll keep me busy here this weekend. Hey, Damian Spencer at Fisher National Bank. He's worked with Steve and Pam Starwald, Keller Williams, for 10 years. Damian's been in the mortgage lending business for over 20. And today is Friday, as you know, and if you want to go looking at homes tomorrow or Sunday but don't know what size home or the amount of mortgage you might be eligible for, Damian at Fisher National Bank can get that information to you right away, today. You can find out. You can know. You can be armed with information. Maybe you're downsizing. Steve and Pam Starwald of Keller Williams can help with that, and Damian working with him can get you fixed up and find out what you need. Whether you're transitioning from one home to another, downsizing, upsizing, maybe your family's grown, Steve and Pam, with the help of Damian at Fisher National Bank, can help with the transition from one mortgage to another. So, you know, the way they do things now, they can make things really easy for you, and that's what Damian at Fisher National Bank does. So they can determine if you're pre-approved for purchasing a home, how much you're pre-approved for when looking at a certain size home. Damian, Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal, and the phone number, 239-7156. They'll get you lined up with Damian and get you ready to go as you look at homes this weekend. We'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. We stand at 1040. Got the phone lines open here at the moment up until the top of the hour, as well as the text line. That's always open. That's open 24/7, right? And email us as well, talk@wdws.com. Back with more. Penny for Your Thoughts in a moment. All right, 356-9397 is the phone number to call if you'd like to join us here up until the top of the hour. Again, Monday we'll be back to a regular show. No Monday morning quarterbacks on Monday. Right now we've got pretty wide open on Monday for your conversation along the way on the phones, text, or emails. By the way, Fighting Illini women's basketball back in November, November 8th, did sign three student-athletes, national letters of intent. Mackenzie Blazik from Franklin, Indiana, Naya Ephraim from St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Ariel Scott, formerly from Urbana. So those are three new members of the Illini women's team that signed back in November on the signing day. So at least hopefully that helped Roger a little bit with that information. We stand at 42 degrees here at 1045. Cubs won last night, beat the Brewers 8-0. Arizona over St. Louis, they're 6-1 now. Spoiled the home opener for the Cardinals. They had all the Hall of Famers make their way into the ballpark with the Clydesdales yesterday. And then Detroit beat the White Sox last night 9-7 in baseball action. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Carl. Good morning, Carl.
Hi, Brian. I might be late this morning, but I just, you know, you're saying goodbye to somebody that's leaving the station. That's terrific and wonderful, but I just wanted to say that there's a, I think it's a funeral tomorrow and visitation afterwards at the country club for person that volunteered a lot to Champaign-Urbana that maybe a lot of people didn't recognize, and I didn't recognize it either until I saw it in the paper, and that's a gentleman by the name of Jerry O'Neill. And you know, he's now in history, and I'm sure somebody will write a story about him in the Gazette or something, but I just wanted to bring his name up so that if anybody forgot when his funeral visitation. I think it's tomorrow. And
well, tell me more about tell me more about him. What you know?
I think he donated to the time to the United Way and to Cunningham Children's Home. I might be incorrect on that. I'm sure somebody else knows more than I. I've been out of town for 22 years, so I didn't keep track of him. He and his brother used to run American National Bank at Country Fair Shopping Center that merged into other companies and stuff. But that's, I'm not the person that knows a lot about him. I just remember him as a banker and doing business with him years ago.
Okay. And you say that you think you're asking about the funeral time? Is that what you're asking?
I think it's tomorrow. No, I'm not. I can check on the News Gazette station there. They'll have it when I look up his name under obituaries. But it's tomorrow sometime in the afternoon, I think.
Okay. Well,
but maybe somebody else that knows will call up and announce it so other people will know.
Well, very good. I appreciate you letting us know about that, Carl.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day. 356-9397 is the phone number, as always. Here's Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey.
Brian, I really enjoyed that hour you had with Carol Burrell, and it was really great to hear all the old standby news professionals come out and bid her a goodbye. You know, I've really enjoyed Carol Burrell over the years on the radio. She's always been a consummate professional. You know, her voice is, you know, good for radio. She's an excellent newscaster, and I've met her in person. She's a very, very nice person. So, and anybody that Anna Lee Shull likes that well has got to be a good person.
Well, she is, and you're right about all of that. She's a very good person. She's very professional. Very much old school in a good way when it comes to news reporting. She, you know, there were times we would say, "Hey, you know, what do you think? Do we have enough to go with this?" And she'd be, "No, I need one more cross check. You know, I want to make sure that it's accurate before we go with it." And she's very much that way.
Now, I can see why she's concerned about the future. I mean, it seems like opinion journalism is the thing of the day.
Yeah, I would say the lines have been blurred. They're maybe even way more than blurred. I mean,
yeah,
between the two.
But I'm gonna miss her. I for one's gonna miss her, and I miss all those old school reporters and newscasters.
Well,
it's an era that's gone by, I think.
It is. Yeah, that was great to hear their voices, and their voices still sound good.
Yeah, and they all came out of the woodwork.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so it was a good show. Good show, Brian. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the input. 356-9397. Don't know if you saw a Walmart putting giant self-service pickup kiosk in its stores. This is part of Walmart's efforts to leverage its stores in its battle with Amazon, the retail giant putting large self-service pickup kiosks in them where customers can quickly retrieve items they ordered online. And I've done this, I don't know, not at Walmart, but if you've done, like at Panera, you can do the rapid pickup. You know, you do it all online. You go in, and there's your meal in a little brown bag waiting for you with your name on it. I mean, that is pretty cool and really saves time. But Walmart said yesterday it's planning to add what it calls pickup towers to 700 stores this year, making them available to nearly 40% of the U.S. population. They'll also be putting pickup lockers in stores which hold larger items like televisions. Now, Walmart says the package pickup process should only take about 45 seconds, but when Business Insider tested it, it was even less than that. It took under 10 seconds. Customer scans the barcode from the email telling them their package was ready or enters the order number and the compartment with a conveyor belt opens with a package in it. How about that? I like that. Let's go to the phone. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I wanted to give a message to Carol Burrell. I'm sure she's still there in the studio. I wasn't able to get in earlier. I just want to convey to her how proud I am of her, of all she's done, all her work in radio and television, of being one of the first females to actually get in there and do so much. And I also want to caution her to be sure and travel while she can.
I think that's the best advice of all. From anybody that's been retired, that's what I've heard, is get that in while you can.
You bet.
Yep. Anything
good
else?
Luck, Carol. Just good luck, Carol. Thanks. Well,
thank you, Sandra. 10:51 here on DWS. Facebook continues to deal with its data privacy scandal, in which up to 87 million users $87 million. Personal information was shared with data analysis firm Cambridge Analytica before the 2016 presidential election without user knowledge or consent. The chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, says Facebook would have to charge users if they wanted to opt out of its data-driven advertising. Sandberg said on the Today Show that Facebook doesn't sell or give away information on users, but, quote, our service depends on your data. Ads are targeted at users based on their data. She says that there isn't an opt-out of it, stating that would be a paid product. So that news from Facebook. 10:52, we'll take another break, come back with more phone calls, emails, texts, up to the top of the hour. Glad you're with us on a Friday. Back with more after this. A couple of TV folks you know pretty well have birthdays today on this April 6th. Mary Lou Henner. Remember Nardo, Elaine Nardo? She's 66. And how about Cliff Clavin from Cheers? 71. John Ratzenberger. Billy Dee Williams celebrating birthday number 81 today. Those are some of the birthdays on this April 6th. And this day in, 101 years ago now, 1917, the U.S. entered World War I. And this day in 1830, Joseph Smith founded the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And on this day in 1909, the American explorers, Robert Peary and Matthew Henson, along with four native Eskimos there, became the first to reach the North Pole. And in 1889, we've come a long way since this, 1889, the first Kodak camera put on sale by George Eastman. And this day in 1896, first modern Olympic Games opened in Athens, Greece. Just to show you where we are in the stock market, and it's been on a roller coaster here the last few days. In this day, 1998, the Dow Industrial Average closed above 9,000 for the first time. Where is it now, 23,000? And this day in 2014, actor Mickey Rooney died in North Hollywood. Those are some of the things that have happened. And this day here locally, 1968, 50 years ago, U of I President David Henry ordered all U of I flags to be flown at half-staff following the death of the Reverend Martin Luther King that we talked about earlier in this week. Don't know if you've heard about the angel Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani, playing both ways, basically. He's an offensive player, can hit home runs, is a designated hitter. In fact, as of a couple of days ago, as of yesterday, he had more home runs than Detroit and Kansas City as a team. He was tied in home runs with the Marlins, Tampa Bay, and behind the Phillies, one behind the Phillies, Mets, and Dodgers during that first week. And Ohtani, who not only can hit as a DH, but he's also a pitcher and throws at nearly 100 miles an hour, highly signed. He's been doing pretty well here in the early going after a shaky start in spring training. 356-9397. Those are some of the things you may have missed along the way here as we start to wrap up this week. Hope you enjoyed our visit with Carol Verrell during that first hour. I had a lot of heard from a lot of great names from the past. I know Brian mentioned that in his call. We had Ed Kelly on there. We had John Paul, worked with, of course, Carol at Channel 3. Anna Lee Shaw, the wife of our late friend Dave Shaw, was on with us for a few minutes. And some others, Eric Loy from the past. Let's see, who else was on there? Linda Bolton, who used to work over in Danville, works over there and has been with emergency services, but also was on the radio. Bill Pickett, longtime reporter over in Danville. All those folks joined us along the way in that first hour. So I had a lot of fun as Carol retires from the news business today, her last day on the job. All right, let's see here. Come to the end of my material. Let's see if there's anything else I've got here. Oh, yeah. Fans of Prince Harry and Meghan can start building their collection of royal wedding memorabilia now. The approved commemorative china marking the couple's May 19th wedding went on sale recently. Don't know if you saw that. The collection uses cornflower blue with white detailing and a gold monogram of the bride and groom's initials. That's going on. So I think that comes up in May. And then also, I don't know if you saw this, may have missed this as well, Disney Cruise Lines preventing a Missouri woman from boarding one of its ships because she's 25 weeks pregnant. Emily Jackson and her family arrived in Miami last week after her doctor had cleared her to vacation aboard Disney Magic but the line does not allow women who are more than 24 weeks pregnant to sail out of safety concerns, and a doctor's note is not accepted. An armed police officer escorted the family from check-in. Disney refunded the family for its cruise. The line said the Miami-Dade Police Department handled everything appropriately, but wasn't able to get on. So, 10:59 and approaching 11 o'clock. Glad you've been with us today. We'll have a busy week next week as well. Got some great guests ahead here in the month of April. I think you're going to enjoy hearing from some of the folks that we've got lined up there. We'll have couple of hours to visit on Monday as we start out without Monday morning quarterbacks. We'll go to our regular programming on Monday, so we'll look forward to visiting with you then. Thank you to everybody who contributed to the show today. Thank you to Ed Bond for helping out as usual. For all of us here at WDWS, good luck to our friend Carol Verrell as she enters retirement. Thank you for being with us today as well. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon on WDWS, Champaign-Urbana.